yourself for invasion. This is Indie Invasion. It has been theorized that these foul beings may actually be the degenerated remnants of the once powerful and proud civilization that ruled the Underlands and all creatures residing there. The creators of the ancient artifacts now coveted by all of the competing forces. It is not clear when their transformation began, but there have been some recent discoveries that have illuminated some of the dark mysteries. A number of stone monoliths, discovered by fortune hunters of the Shadow Sea, were pulled up from the muck below. When examined, these were found to have inscriptions describing experiments and rituals practiced by strange and blasphemous shapes. The forms of these creatures were indistinct, eaten away by encrusting sea life over untold ages. But they had an appearance similar to native tentacled monstrosities of the deep. They were larger, though, and what was most offensive to the explorers were holding instruments in their tentacles of the same design as those found buried in the silt nearby. Other stone and metal artifacts of more recent design have been found shallower in the sedimentary layer or right on the sea floor. These showed the forms of the ancient race with a more twisted and inhuman countenance, with some more recent finds showing beings of even further corruption. The discoveries have been interspersed with those of highly advanced artifacts, engraved metal plates and mosaics of precious stones showing the ascension of another group of humans from below the waves into fields of heavenly constellations. These valuable artifacts were most likely made by the ancients of the Underlands after they had migrated to settle under the ocean and show their fanciful notions of the afterlife, although the constellations in the designs have not been identified as of yet. The prevailing theory now is that the Dark Mariners were a faction of the Elder Civilization, composed of scientists and scholars that rebelled against the religious beliefs of their people. This faction chose to indulge in esoteric experiments with creatures from the darker parts of the sea, mixing their blood with these awful monstrosities to produce abominations with powerful abilities to manipulate ethereal energy fields and even the thoughts of those around them. The experiments went to extreme ends, warping the minds of the scientists as they experimented on themselves and their chosen group of believers, until the pure-blood elder race would have no more, and exiled them to the vastness of the underground sea, never to return to the submerged citadels of the ancients. The Dark Mariners survived and continued their experiments, creating terrifying combinations of living creatures and mechanical constructs, some for combat or research, and others for transportation. There are reports of massive living vessels that cruise through the deep sea, often near areas believed to be ruins of ancient cities, and terrifying beings exiting from various regions of the vessel, if it can be called as such. Dark Mariners are a dangerous foe to all that dare to enter the deep ocean. Their weapons still utilize many of the technologies of their ancient predecessors, though much has been rebuilt or redesigned over many centuries and does not share the elegance of elder technology. Their primary weapons utilize the power of sonic energy to cause disruption of tissue, blood, and bone, as well as metal structures. These are devastating at close range, causing their targets to melt into piles of gore, even inside armored diving suits. Supporting the warriors are hideous telepathic beings with tentacled bodies and hard armored shells, as well as living constructs of golden alloy and slippery flesh, wielding weaponry attached to their bodies. Their pure blood commanders are the few that retain a semblance of the nobility of their former race. These are the most dangerous of the Dark Mariners, as they have knowledge of the nature of ethereal dimensions and may even be able to call forth entities of utter madness from places earthly beings should not be allowed to see.
Thanks, guys, for listening to today's tales. You can find our Indie Invasion podcast on all podcast platforms, including Podbean, Google, and iTunes. And please visit us on Facebook, YouTube, Instagram, Twitter, and if you can, support us on Patreon/IndieInvasion. And feel free to email us with any questions or comments at IndieInvasion@gmail.com. And remember, guys, don't forget to prepare yourself for the invasion.